But right now, Americans are on pace to set a new record for spending on dining out this year. Let's discuss some of the indicators that could signal you may want to reconsider your choice, maybe head for the door. We welcome Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality here in Chicago. So, Doug, what we're talking about is things that people can see that may not ordinarily be glaringly obvious, but things that they could pay attention to where maybe they'd say, I don't know if I want to eat in this restaurant.
Good afternoon to you. I'm glad to be back. And I call it the three S's, and that is to look out for service, systems, and sanitation. So when you go into a restaurant, the first thing that you probably see or run into is the host staff. And take a look how that individual presents himself. So many places do a great job, but if the person's slouched over or they're not well-groomed, take note of that. As you start going and moving into the restaurant or having interactions with personnel, there's certain things that I look for. For instance, you can look up into the ceiling, and you can take a look, how are the vents? Are they dirty? Have they not been maintained? A lot of it has not been well handled, and as a result, gives you an idea how management looks at it. So I don't know if you're going out this weekend or not.
Well, I was going to, but I don't know now. I don't know.
Well, exactly. So where you may want to go first is the place that you go to either mid or last, and that is the washroom. And again, you want to take a look in the washroom and how it's maintained. When you see, for instance, a sheet in the back of the washroom where someone is signed off every half an hour, they're on it. When someone forgets about it, there's no sheet, there's no system, as we were just referring to a few minutes ago, forget it. I mean, it's, again, how they maintain the restaurant.
What if they do have a sheet in the bathroom, but no one's checked off on it for 3 days? I've seen that before.
I think we all have. Well, the intent is there. But again, failure of a system. And you sort of have to ask yourself, is this the right place I want to be? Because it carries through in everything we do in a restaurant. As I affectionately say, all the dots are connected. And so the food, the service, everything is related. So how you approach certain things in your restaurant is how you approach everything else.
And so if you're the consumer, obviously the main thing that you want out of a restaurant is good food and safe food. And it sounds like you're saying if some of these other things are not being done properly, how in the world can you expect that the food is?
Exactly. I mean, one thing that is a big turnoff to me, you sit down at the table and you're handed menus. Well, how many times when you're handed a menu that it's dirty, it's spotted, it's ripped, I almost at that point just say, hey, game over, I'm out of here. Because, again, it reflects exactly how the rest of the meal is probably going to be, which can be really irritating to others that you're with.
You talked about sort of gauging how servers are dressed in kind of their presentation. Are there certain things that they can ask you while they're taking their order, or certain things they could say that might also be a clue that you're maybe not in the best place?
Well, not so long ago, I was asked how I would like my chicken done. That sort of is telling me the person is sort of clueless when it comes to chicken or turkey.
Wait, you mean like rare or well done?
Exactly. Right. Well, I'd like my chicken medium rare. Not a good idea because I know where I'm going to be the next day, and it's not going to be out and about.
Yeah, not going to be pretty. All right, Doug, thank you. We will have you back again soon. Good advice. Pay attention to a lot of things when you go into a restaurant. You want to make sure that you're getting good and healthy and safe food. Doug Roth, founder, president of Playground Hospitality here in Chicago.